Good morning. It's 8:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. A federal judge is scheduled to hear closing arguments in a trial over a new Alabama abortion law. The law requires doctors at abortion clinics to have approval to admit patients to nearby hospitals. Clinic operators in Mobile, Montgomery, and Birmingham say they use traveling doctors who can't get admitting privileges, and they will have to stop performing abortions if a federal judge allows the law to take effect. The state attorney general's office says enforcement of the law will make abortion safer. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson is expected to take the case under advisement after hearing the closing arguments today. Mississippi, Wisconsin, and Texas have laws similar to Alabama, but Texas is the only state where it is being enforced. Red snapper fishermen will have to put down their rods and reels as of midnight tonight. A federal court case imposed a 9-day recreational snapper season and a limit of 2 fish per person. Fishermen and state officials all sound unhappy about it. The Alabama's Department of Marine Resources says the way Washington counts the snapper population is at the heart of the problem. Director Chris Blankenship says federal regulators don't include fish in artificial reefs.
Well, when National Marine Fisheries Service does their stock assessment, for years they've excluded taking samples on artificial reefs. Well, if you don't take samples where fish actually are, then obviously you're going to undervalue the number of fish in the Gulf.
Blankenship says Alabama has about 17,000 artificial reefs in its Gulf waters. Even after red snapper season is over, anglers can still legally catch redfish and speckled trout, among others. And red snapper season may have attracted sharks. Experts say it's possible a large number of fish carcasses in the water due to snapper season could be the reason beaches are closed because of a swarm of sharks swimming just offshore. The city of Orange Beach is flying double red flags to let swimmers know to stay out of the water around Alabama Point at Perdido Pass. Aerial video shows large numbers of sharks swimming in shallow waters, and dorsal fins are sometimes exposed. No attacks have been reported. Beach safety supervisor Melvin Shepard says the beach closings began over the weekend, and fire officials say it continues today. Shepard says anyone entering the water can be fined. While most people are staying out of the surf, a few are still venturing into the Gulf. Today is the deadline to submit names for a unique honor. Nominations are being accepted for Alabama's new Writers Hall of Fame. The first group of writers is expected to be inducted into the hall sometime next year. Organizer Jenny Thompson is executive director of the Alabama Writers Forum. She says it's time for writers to be honored alongside others in the state of Alabama.
There are a lot of other halls of fame in Alabama that recognize athletes, engineers, musicians, and those of us who work in literary arts wanted to see the same thing happen for writers.
Along with the Writers Hall of Fame, supporters hope to develop an educational program to encourage young people to start writing. Now for the day's weather, here's WVUA Spinks Meganson.
Expect a mixture of sun and cumulus clouds this morning, giving way to scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. We have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening hours, and where it does rain, it will pour, so be sure to have the umbrellas and rain gear handy. High temperatures today topping out around 90 degrees, with morning lows around 71. More storms later in the week. I'm WVUA's Spinks Meganson, and that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.